Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lanners, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Pittsburgh Panthers. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100th Football and our podcast available every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can think of. We are available and to download each and every single day. So go there, check us out, and be sure to leave a review. Let's get into it. Pittsburgh Panthers 2021 season. Pretty phenomenal, I would say. 11-3 record overall, 7-1 in the ACC. Or the ACC defending champs coming into this year. They won the Coastal Division, and they won their championship game against Wake Forest 45-21. But then they unfortunately lost the Peach Bowl game against Michigan State 21-31. But overall, a very good season led by, at the time, 7-year going to 8-year coach Pat Narduzzi. And I say that because, my goodness, he's going to be the coach for quite a long time. Signed a contract extension through the 2030 season. So we're going to be hearing his name and seeing him a lot longer in that Pittsburgh on the sidelines for them. But coming into 2022, this team is going to take a little bit of a dip, I think. Nothing too crazy, but they're losing a lot of key pieces. So I say that, right? Tremendous 2021 season, a breakout year for the program. First major bowl game in 17 years, ranked 13th overall in the country. But looking at the offense, we're going to start there because that's where they got hit hard. You lost Jordan Addison. You lost, of course, Kenny Pickett, your Heisman finalist. He went to the Steelers, and Jordan Addison, we'll get to him in a little bit, he transferred. But you're going to have Keaton Slovis this upcoming year as your start quarterback, it's expected. Obviously, he's not going to give you what Pickett gave you last year, but he is a former Pac-12 freshman of the year. In three seasons, right, close to 8,000 yards, 58 total touchdowns. So we got to hope that he can have a little bit of his past success coming over to Pittsburgh and bringing it on in there. Like I said, last year, just 2,153 yards, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So we'll see how he can do, but he got, you know, the competition at USC got stronger. Jackson Dart, right, and other guys who were over there slowly decided, hey, you know, I need to get a new change of scenery. And he called his selection of choosing to go to Pittsburgh a no-brainer. So we'll see how he can go there. Also behind him is going to be Nick Patty, who started the Peach Bowl, let's not forget, right? But he did have a game-ending broken collarbone, which unfortunate when he was going for a touchdown. He loved the heart, but just, you know, just hurt himself, unfortunately. And also, too, you lost offense coordinator Mark Whipple. He's gone. He's going to Nebraska. They were Pittsburgh was the third-ranked team nationally in terms of scoring with 41 points a game and eighth in total offense with close to 500, 486 to be exact. But you are getting Frank Cignetti Jr., a run-first guy. He's coming on over when he's coming back because he was here back in 2009 to 2010. So about 11, 12 years off, and he has come back to Pittsburgh. I mentioned Jordan Addison a couple minutes ago. Let's talk about him now. He has gone reigning Biletnikoff Award winner for the best receiver. 100 catches, 1,593 yards last year, and an FBS best 17 touchdowns. He transferred, and he is going to USC. So that is definitely going to hurt. But Pittsburgh still has some really good weapons, though. You have Jared Wayne, 6'3" senior, 47 catches last year for close to 700 yards, six scores. He'll have to step up. You also have two other options. You have Akron transfer Kanota Mumpfield, a freshman All-American last year with 61 catches and eight touchdowns. And you also have sophomore tight end Gavin Bartholomew, who's going to have to step up as well to even just try and match what Addison did. So that's definitely going to hurt them, I think. But I think that, like I mentioned, Cignetti is more of a run-heavy guy. So we're going to be seeing a lot. To have a good offense and a good running game, you have to have good offensive line. Gabe Hoy, Carter Warren, both those guys come back. Jake Cradle, Marcus Miner, and Owen Drexel. You have five of those starters coming back for another season, so you like to see it there. And also, like I mentioned, the running backs. You have Israel Abnakota, Vincent Davis, the senior, and also sophomore Rodney Hammond, Jr. Also, you have Daniel Carter, right him there. So we'll see how they can do there. But I think the offense is going to take a little bit of a dip this year. But the defense, we'll see how they can do. Because going to the defense now, six All-ACC selections return this upcoming year from last year's, right? Second nationally in sacks with close to four a game. Fourth down defense was at a tremendous 26.9%. Also fourth in defensive touchdowns with five. Sixth in run defense with only 90 yards a game. And eighth in interceptions with 16. And 39th in total defense, giving up about 353 yards a game. So you have a very good defense that's going to have a lot of guys coming back, and that is going to be the strong point this upcoming year. You have defensive tackle, right? Kaleji Kansi. He is your anchor. He is the guy you rely on. Seven sacks, 13 tackles for loss last season. Got him first-team All-ACC honors. You have senior and also second-team All-ACC last year, Habuk Maldonado. He did great last year. Nine sacks with 12 tackles for loss. You also have three other guys coming back, too. You have senior in Deslin Alexander, and also two other seniors, David Green and Devin Danielson, making this a just nightmare for opposing offensive linemen this upcoming season, I think. Going to the linebacking core, you get second-team All-ACC pick, Servoche Dennis. He's coming back after a tremendous and team-best 87 tackles this past 2021 season to boot with 9.5 tackles for loss and four sacks. After him, though, we're not too sure who's going to be helping him back. Four key linebackers are gone. Mostly, you lost your captain, Cam Bright. He went to Washington. You also have Notre Dame transfer Shane Simon. He's coming in, so we'll see. But like I said, he hasn't played a whole lot, only 27 tackles in 31 games, so not the greatest stats. You also have a former four-star recruit who only played one game last year. You have senior Brandon George, 34 tackles, five tackles for loss. Junior Bangley Kamara, two forced tackles for loss there. And you also have sophomore Solomon DeShields. So beside Servoche Dennis, it's a little bit iffy who's going to be in that other linebacking spot and help him out there. And then going to the secondary, the corners, the safeties, you have three starters coming back with three starters returning for your safeties, Eric Howell the second, and also Brendan Hill, and also to go with Marquise Williams. They didn't have the greatest numbers last year. Howell did get all ACC honorable mentions, though, and he was a good spot with three picks last season, nine pass breakups, and also two forced fumbles. And the other spot, we're not too sure I could go to with the other corner, maybe MJ Devonshire or AJ Woods is just a toss-up at this point, so we'll see. But coming into this season, right, Narduzzi, right, he obviously earned that contract extension, well earned, led Pittsburgh to his first top 25 finish in 12 seasons, so he is, you know, obviously they trust him to over 2030. And obviously you're losing your star quarterback, you're losing your best receiver, you lost a couple of pieces for your defense, you're getting back all your offensive linemen, though. But I think this team is going to be pretty much a similar record, I think. They're going to be fighting for that ACC championship again. And looking at their schedule, let's look at it right now. First game, you got West Virginia, Tennessee, Western Michigan, Rhode Island, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Louisville, North Carolina, Syracuse, Virginia, Duke, Miami, and that is that. So I think this is a team that is going to be phenomenal once again this year. They might take, instead of going 11-3, maybe 10-4, they might even get better. Who knows? But I'm just saying that just because I'm not sure how Slovis is going to do. And also, like I said, you're going to need some of your receivers to step up. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be another good season, though. If you're a Pittsburgh Panthers fan, please drop a comment. How will your team do this year? Do you expect another good 10-plus win season? Do you think it'll take a dip? And who do you think will be a breakout star this upcoming season, whether it's on offense, defense, or even special teams?
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. You've been listening and watching my Pittsburgh Panthers 2022 team preview. If you enjoy the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. If you like clips, go to our Instagram at 100th Football. We also have a LinkedIn page. You can check out a link to our podcast here. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have a Google or Alexa home device, just say, hey, Google or hey, Alexa, play 100th Football. And guess what? It will. And let me tell you guys, with close to 1,000 episodes, we are going to close in on that, I believe, this week, maybe if not next week for sure. There's got to be something for you that we've covered your team, one of your favorite players, favorite coaches, favorite years in football. But if we haven't, drop a comment. We love interacting with our fans, and we love taking your suggestions for upcoming episodes, and we will get it in the very near future. As I'm your host, Logan, have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.